Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, just before we get started, it's only a few weeks away before we have our annual event, which is the Total Somatics Live Experience. So it's going to be one workshop. It's going to be live. It's free of charge. So do come along. It will be the first weekend in November. So for the Northern Hemisphere, it will be the 4th of November. For the Southern Hemisphere, it will be the 5th of November. So to find out more details, if you go to totalsomatics.com/live experience, that's totalsomatics.com/live experience, you will find the dates, the times, and where to sign up to this free event. So today, let us consider a subject or a statement, really, and that statement is self-fulfilling prophecy. So basically, when we think of what a self-fulfilling prophecy means, it means that what we expect to happen usually tends to be the case. It's going to be true in that way. So expectations really do tie in with this, because usually what we do is we predict our future with the actions that we're taking today. So that's why I want us to kind of challenge that narrative, because if you have actions today which may be not serving you well, this episode is for you, and definitely ensure that you're signed up to the Total Somatics Live Experience for this year, because this will really help for you to see how we can just shift that aspect. Because we've discovered over time that the power of your mind is incredible. And the power of your mind has the influence to either encourage you or discourage you towards actions and intentions. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but the placebo effect is something that's really powerful. And when we think of the self-fulfilling prophecy, we would also tie in the placebo effect into this. And, you know, the Latin for, or the meaning of the Latin for placebo means I shall please. It's interesting, isn't it? So the Latin is I shall please. So if we consider that meaning, let's now fast forward many, many years of clinical research and data that proves that that Latin meaning of I shall please has been shown in many, many documents. Because this is why within Total Somatics and within the Total Somatics membership, you'll know that I refer in many, many workshops to a field of medicine called psychoneuroimmunology. Incredibly amazing material that's coming out from that field of medicine. But what psychoneuroimmunology covers is the close connection between our psychology, our neurophysiology, and our immune function. And so research has shown that our attitudes and our beliefs and our goals and our intentions towards our health has a huge impact on the consequences. So, for instance, if we view our beautiful body as being strong, being resilient, intelligent, always wanting to come back to a state of balance, we then tend to focus on resources and opportunities that are going to make that happen. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I shall please. We are going to have that mindset. However, if we have a different mindset, and that mindset may be that we feel that we're fragile, that we don't want to move too much in case anything breaks, or we're getting older and everything's breaking down, what starts to happen is that meaning, that Latin, that placebo, I shall please, will start to please that narrative and that mindset. And any suggestions or any cues or any advice that you're given, if that doesn't fit your narrative, we shut it down. Don't want to know about it. We focus on and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So we can go two ways. And that's really where what we do is we choose. with our mind where we want to take our options. And so really that is that principle of what we focus on grows. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so again, that's why I'm inviting you to join me for that one live event, that workshop in November. And if you really want to start to notice how intelligent you are, how adaptable, how versatile you are, please come along. Because if you do question your ability to shift and change, I want to open your eyes to the beautiful, amazing world underneath your skin and how Total Somatics, the movement aspect, the mindset and the mindfulness can support you with I shall please. And we're going to take that effect into a proactive, healthy future. But the thing is, I'm going to ask you to challenge your internal dialogue, because if you have a tendency to gravitate towards more of that fragile, everything's getting old, everything's breaking down, I encourage you to sign up to totalsomatics.com/live experience and just challenge that narrative. It's really important that we don't live in this echo chamber of just hearing the things that suit our narrative, that kind of fit the way that we want to be. It's good to actually expand our horizons and our viewpoint to seeing that there's many things possible. So really, the question is, do you want to change? Would you like to take actions? Would you like to actually feel better or create a greater versatility or flexibility or resilience within your nervous system, which has a knock-on effect on everything else within our body? And remember, the field of medicine, psychoneuroimmunology, it has so much research to prove all those aspects work together to create a better health and well-being. So I would love you to join me. If you're willing to change, if you think, yeah, I'm going to give this a go, or if you're sitting on the fence, please come on, sign up. It's free of charge. So really, it's about investing in your time, finding the priority of, would you really like to know how to make those changes? So I really hope to see you very, very soon, not long to go. So totalsomatics.com/live experience. I will see you all very, very soon. All my love and my very best wishes. Take care. Bye. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.